Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant Wayman is here with the KSL 7-day family forecast brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. And we're all anticipating this big storm coming up this afternoon, aren't we?
Yeah, big storm. It begins today, Brian. And really, it's going to be the big storm for the mountains, especially the next couple of days here. In the valleys, it's going to be changing precipitation. It'll be interesting. But for today, very cold to start, increasing clouds up to 34. So mostly cloudy much of the day. Areas north of Logan will begin to get some snow showers this afternoon. And then by this evening, we'll expect snow showers here around the rest of the Wasatch Front, beginning after sometime after 8 p.m. into the late night. Tomorrow, we're looking at snow showers mixing with rain showers. Lower elevations, rain showers much of the day tomorrow. High temperatures boosting up to 44. Saturday, mostly cloudy skies, scattered lower elevation rain showers, 44. And then it changes over to snow showers by Saturday evening. Clearing out a bit and colder on Sunday, mostly cloudy, 38. We're back into the 40s next week, even though the storms come in. 40 degrees, cloudy skies Monday. Tuesday, chance of snow, 40. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 40.
So when are we seeing this snow hit the Wasatch Front? What are we talking about here?
So again, by this afternoon, I'd say after about 4 p.m., okay. If you're north of Ogden, so we're talking Tremont, Brigham City, those areas getting snow showers with some accumulation this afternoon, Brian. For the rest of the Wasatch Front, downtown Salt Lake City, I think we'll start seeing some scattered snow showers, probably not till after about 7 or even 8 p.m.
Okay.
A lot of people are going to be downtown tonight. Keep that in mind. Into the overnight, it's going to mix with rain and then kind of wet tomorrow. But the mountains the whole while by Sunday night.
Yeah, the mountains.
2 to 3 feet. 2 to 3 feet. So the valleys, our precipitation changes. The mountains keep the snow.
Do you hear that? That's people waxing their skis right now because the powder day alarm just went off.
It's just what they needed.
Man,
really.
Storm. We absolutely could use that in the mountains. All right, Grant, thank you very much.
Bet.
Right now, we've got some broken clouds downtown Salt Lake City and 22 degrees. Okay.